This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the world to change and waiting to get our connection back. How about that? A little technical glitch there. Sure what happened exactly, but it doesn't really matter at this point. And Congressman Kelly Armstrong is standing by to chat with us on What's on Your Mind and make sense of this insanity known as the impeachment inquiry in Washington, D.C. It's a tall order, I know, Congressman Armstrong, but I know you're up to the job. Give me your assessment of what you've heard so far from Ambassador Sondland and, for that matter, the week. I'm not hearing Kelly. Kelly, can you hear me?
Hello?
Now I can hear you. Yes. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, and I can talk about yesterday, but for some unknown reason, Jerry Nadler, who chairs Judiciary, where impeachment is going to end up, scheduled a markup of five bills today during Sondland's testimony, of bills which are important. And so I've had to take a little bit of a hiatus from watching the impeachment hearings to go to the Judiciary Committee and deal with markups. One that's important to you is Estella Rioff, which the broadcasters need to continue to function. One is absolutely misguided national legalization of all marijuana and expunging prior criminal records and a goodie bag of federal money to any community that's ever been affected by any aspect of the drug war, and then another really misguided ag labor immigration bill. And I have no idea why we're doing it today, but I don't make the schedule.
So here is Adam Schiff, who chose to do a little mini press conference during a break here, which is odd, the House Intelligence Committee Chair. Let's see what he says, and we'll give you a chance to respond.
That the knowledge of this scheme to condition official acts, a White House meeting, and $400 million in security assistance to an ally at war with Russia was conditioned on political favors the president wanted for his reelection. So I think a very important moment in the history of this inquiry.
What do you glean out of that? His comment as he walks away.
Yeah, so I mean, I think everything I've seen, nothing. We know what happened. We know how this worked. We know what was going on. And the reality is that's just not the truth. The truth is that President Trump was skeptical of foreign aid. President Trump was skeptical of corruption in Ukraine. And President Trump wanted assurances. And as he got those from Senators Johnson, Vice President Pence, Secretary Pompeo, this went. And it just fascinates me that we can get to this point, because Ukraine is getting more aid today and more aid under this administration than they were under prior administrations. But I have not seen any of the specifics of Sondland today, other than I'm getting the idea that he's given three different statements and they all three say very different things.
Yeah, and I guess the quid pro quo line has been thrown around a lot, but he's basically saying we all came to know that the meeting with the president was conditioned on an announcement, a public announcement, on looking back to the 2016 elections and Burisma. And I get a kick out of that, because specifically Burisma in 2016 are being mentioned. This has been portrayed all along as a attempt by the president to politically smear the Bidens. I'm not sure how wanting the facts to come out from the 2016 election that still hadn't come out, and this call, famous call that we have a transcript of, happened the day after the nothing burger from Robert Mueller. So we, you know, it'd be natural for the president to say, are we ever going to, you know, actually investigate that? Are you going to actually even look into that? I mean, that doesn't sound impeachable, does it, Kelly?
Yeah, that's what and I say this all the time. If you don't like the way the president conducts foreign policy, if you don't like the way he treated some career public employees, there's a remedy for that. Vote for the other person, but that doesn't rise anywhere near an impeachable offense.
We have been talking a little bit today about the end game here and what happens. There was a report yesterday out of the Hill, and I forget the polling agency, but it was a credible one, that 10% of independents have swung against impeachment. And no doubt that had to send a warning shot across the speaker's desk that, you know, politically this is starting to unravel on them a little bit. What do you see happening here? What will be the outcome? When will that come? And what will the Senate do?
Well, so I'll start with the first part. I cannot imagine that this goes after. It goes later than Christmas, having this hang over everybody's head as they go home, particularly if you're on the Democratic side and you're sending home 31 Democrats that are in Trump districts. I mean, at some point in time, regardless, you know, the politics has to come into play with Speaker Pelosi. With regards to the Senate, I have no doubt that the Democrats are going to vote to file articles and they're going to vote to impeach the president. But lucky for us is once it gets over to the Senate, Democrats are no longer in charge. And so I tend to stick with Lindsey Graham. He says the first person he's going to subpoena is Adam Schiff, and the second person he's going to subpoena is the whistleblower. And so once it gets over there, I don't know what their plan is. I could see it going one of two ways. They're going to do their due diligence. And you're going to take their constitutional oath seriously, but it's going to be very interesting just from a purely political perspective how it affects Democratic senators running for president.
If you're in a Republican caucus meeting about this, what is the overwhelming sense? I mean, if this ends up winning the day or this narrative comes out of this, this will be challenging for us in the next election cycle or in defending the president. Is there any worry, concern, doubt among Republicans?
Not on the House side. I mean, Republicans are united. I think you've seen that. That's one of the benefits of one of the few benefits of having three different committees touching this. I mean, people who whether it's Elise Stefanik or Lee Zeldin or Jim Jordan or Kelly Armstrong or Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise or Liz Cheney. And the reason is we know the facts. We have the transcript. We know what President Zelensky said. We know what President Trump said. So all the other stuff is just, noise at this point.
Tom in Grand Forks for Congressman Kelly Armstrong today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, I'd like to go ahead and point out to Article 5, Section 2 of the Constitution that provides for expelling a disorderly member of Congress. Now, Adam Schiff goes ahead and definitely fits that description. If not, I don't know what would. What would you say about that?
I would say when the Democrats control the House, if we've had these conversations a lot on Scott's show, the minority rights that exist in the Senate do not exist in the House. So when the Democrats can control the agenda, and I think the chances of Nancy Pelosi expelling Adam Schiff from the U.S. House of Representatives are right around the same chances of me making the Olympic ski team.
What is the deal with this guy, though? I mean, I realize you got some decorum there, and you can't exactly, trash talk your fellow members. But I mean, is this guy a political animal of Pelosi's making, and his job is just exactly what he's doing here, and gaining her favor, and he could get elected on any day of the week in California? Or what is the deal with this guy? He makes my skin crawl to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and I don't think he was a reluctant warrior in this fight. I think this is Ben. I mean, we got to remember Adam Schiff is the one guy that still has never provided the absolute certain evidence that he had that Trump was conspiring with Russia. I mean, part of the problem with what goes on with particularly these people who just hate this president so bad is they say things, they get called out, we know their lies, and nobody ever holds them accountable for it. And really, the people who do that is the media. But I can just tell you that the national media that is covering this thing is helping drive the narrative, not reporting objectively.
Well, of course, they're always one and the same. I hear you. Lonnie in Rugby for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Armstrong, are you aware of that the beehive industry, the honey industry in the United States, and particularly North Dakota, that Canada is blending China honey and dumping it into the United States at way below market value? And who knows what's in that honey, you know? And so
I have actually
the North Dakota honey people cannot sell their product. They are stuck with it on the shelf.
Actually, that is without a doubt the first time I've heard about that. So we will get my guy in the office to start checking into that today. One of the things I tell people in North Dakota is that people are surprised when I say North Dakota is the number one producer in the nation of honey. So
yeah,
I know
exactly
how important it is to North Dakota, and we will check into it right away.
Hey, Lonnie, if you want to hang on, we'll pass on your information to Congressman Armstrong's office so the folks there can contact you. Just hang on, and Daniel will get your number, and we'll pass that on. When we come back after the break, I want to talk a little bit about, speaking of agriculture, USMCA, and what North Dakotans can do. That while this charade happens, we're waiting on the USMCA, which could be a game changer. That and the propane shortage, too.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture.
And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have one article of impeachment, and the third article of impeachment in the Richard Nixon situation is very clear, it's very succinct, it's very well done. That just got drawn up today thanks to Ambassador Sondland saying it's not a complaint now by the House chairman or anyone on this committee. It is from the witness himself. And he was, I thought, quite bitter and almost impassioned with respect to, I have been stymied. So we have now a process crime, contempt of Congress, contempt of the House in the course of its impeachment. Now, what's the response to that? We don't recognize this. It was not proper. It was not authorized through a proper vote of the House, et cetera. This is a House, not Judiciary Committee, et cetera. So there are responses to it, but I think that's one of the takeaways from this morning.
Ken Starr, of course, himself a former prosecutor himself, on Fox with some analysis on what he heard this morning. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the energy of North Dakota. Tell you what, you got to step back once in a while and just take a look at the landscape around you. And it's amazing to see what's happening right now with oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthening all of America. Up there at up 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. And through that abundance of not only oil, but talents, innovations, and technology, that energy responsibly produced translates into worldwide economic stability. That's what it does. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Anything related to the opinion of Judge Starr you find interesting?
Yeah, I mean, again, without obviously whatever Sondland has been saying in this hearing while I've been in judiciary is significantly different because I was in his entire deposition, which begs the question of why has the testimony changed so much? But without watching it, it's hard for me to comment on that immediately. I will say this from your commercial, maybe the one benefit to impeachment is it's kept Democrats from trying to shut down the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. So I'll look for a silver lining anywhere I can.
Right. And back when they had a Democratic president, they were able to take some shots and land some hits. And that's a little more challenging now. So very good point on your point. I mean, it does keep away the bad, keeps away some of the good, too. Just before we move on from the impeachment thing, the Ambassador Sondland testimony you heard was in private. But that transcript is out now, so we know that, and they're going to be able to compare this. What was your biggest takeaway from his private testimony?
My biggest takeaway from Ambassador Sondland's private testimony is he wanted everybody to know how important he was that he had the president's phone number. At the end, whether you like some of these witnesses or not, and I think there is a whole lot of people that are what we call career public officials that just don't like the way the president does business, far and away the least credible witness I think we heard in our depositions. And I will say at the time he testified, it was probably the most in the deposition was probably the most favorable to the president. That doesn't change the fact that I walked out of there thinking he was far and away just not a credible witness.
Very interesting. And as everybody here can testify, I can say under oath that I just said during the break, this Ambassador Sondland really thinks a lot of himself. You know, the way he's swaggering around and like, oh, loving all the lights. And he really is. He is enjoying this. And you know,
well, and
look,
just to give you. Yeah.
If it's impeachable, Kelly, for State Department officials to have their nose ruffled when an executive branch decides it wants to do things a little bit differently and the president decides he's going to, have a back channel, then every president would be impeached so far, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, and that you and I talked about that, I think, either last week or 2 weeks ago. This is one of the reasons the president got elected is because he doesn't do things the same way. And but having unofficial channels in foreign policy has been something that has gone on through the entire history of this country.
Did you want to say something else? I talked over you with my last comment.
I was just going to say, just as without giving away too much because there's still closed doors, I just remember there's a guy who did federal prosecution that was on the committee, and I obviously did federal defense. And when we were doing Sondland's deposition, there was a break, and some of the members of the committee were pretty excited about his testimony. And just to give you a real-time idea how this was, both the federal prosecutor and I walked in and were like, yeah, you guys don't get too excited because this guy's an absolute clown.
Consider the source. Interesting.
And that was when it was really good for the president during the deposition. I mean,
people who have done this and cross-examined and examined witnesses in court can spot some of this stuff pretty quick. I mean, when both a federal prosecutor and a federal defense attorney, former federal defense attorney, have the same exact opinion, we maybe threw a little cold water on his testimony during the deposition. So.
Very interesting. I want to ask you about a couple other things. One, we'll stick on energy for a second. There's propane. Big shortage problem right now. Do you see a path to a fix?
Well, we're working on it. We sent a letter to the DOE and the USDA the other day about it, and we've reached out to petroleum marketers, my group, and trying to get an idea on how the handle is, because not only is there a shortage, then invariably the cost goes up. And when you're trying to dry wet corn right now, given everything else that is going on, we have to figure out whatever pressure points we can to get better supply and keep the cost down.
You know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but this, from a novice standpoint, it seems like, well, we're flaring gas in North Dakota and we have a propane shortage. What the heck is wrong with that? Is that just too simple? I mean, is there some way North Dakotans can win on things like propane needs or natural gas needs by the bounty of our oil and gas situation?
Well, I think we have to have the conversation understanding that we have invested $12 billion in gas infrastructure. Yes, we're flaring gas, but it's the infrastructure side of it. We are also collecting and capturing as much gas as possible. And the answer to the gas that is being flared right now is, in order to stop that flaring, you don't create propane, you shut down oil and gas production. I mean, that the reason the companies don't want to flare gas, nobody wants gas flared. The reason they're flaring gas is the infrastructure and the pipelines aren't existing. So one of the ways we can do some of this is a bill I'm happy to be on, which is a fast-track permitting bill, and getting more pipe in the ground and quit politicizing the safest way to transport natural gas and continue to work for more processing.
Thank you very much. I love that. We only have a minute left, so I'm going to go rapid fire here. We have a lot of calls that come to Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, and I believe you've received them as well, regarding the National Agriculture Statistics Service, NAS, as it's called at the USDA. Some people feel they're cooking the books there, and that hurts farmers, and want an investigation. What do you know?
Yeah, we continue to talk to them, but right now, I mean, just to be honest, some of the things are long-term, and we have to keep having that conversation. Right now, I can tell you, well, we're concentrating on getting that disaster aid data processed so we can get those disaster programs up and running. And what has really happened through ag country in North Dakota right now, whether it's USMCA or all this stuff, is we end up triaging what's going on. But we absolutely have to get some more answers from NAS, because our farmers are demanding it, and we need to know why they say what they're doing is correct, and we need to be able to tell them why we think it isn't.
Last question. We've had listeners today suggest that we bring up articles of impeachment on Nancy Pelosi because of the near criminal effort of withholding the USMCA deal from a vote when farmers really need it. Is there anything we can do, we as in North Dakota?
Continue to do it, and I think continue to show the American people that this impeachment process is working, because they're going to need to change the narrative here in 2 weeks, and USMCA would be a really good way to do it.
Yeah, good point. So keep the heat on, and we shall. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Harold and Reeder wanted to weigh in on the propane. We'll get you in here, Harold, and a couple other texts that are rolling in here, too, and our guest from Basin coming up. More on the impeachment here.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyogand.org. That's cuyogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is currently hearing from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland as part of the impeachment investigation of President Trump concerning Democratic allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to conduct an investigation into Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. aid. Sondland telling the panel,
"We had no desire to set any conditions on the Ukrainians. Indeed, my own personal view, which I shared repeatedly with others, was that the White House and security assistance should have preceded without preconditions of any kind."
Another major planned power outage expected in California today because of the continued winds and wildfire risks. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What's up, my buddies out on the lake? Focuses in on a great set of wheels. Always a good deal, and an even better deal when you mention, "Hey, Scott sent me in here from What's on Your Mind." Wednesday Wheels is brought to you by Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC Bismarck, Valley City, Pucklich Chevy in Bismarck, and Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC in Valley City. And this week we have a vehicle at the Valley City store. It's an almost new SUV, perfect for our cold winters. And you're going to save big money on this one. It's an Acadia, a 2017 Acadia Limited. All-wheel drive, big solid engine, heat you need for the cold, heated leather seats, the official Todd Mitchell steering wheel heated as well, with navigation, backup camera, and only 35,000 miles. Only 35,000 miles. Every time I get into a car that doesn't have a heated steering wheel, I think, once again, Todd Mitchell has shown me up. It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you got to have that.
I kind of just missed that.
Minnesota. Why would you not have that?
Crave one, you know, just it make, I mean, winners would be like a blip, even last year, but no big deal. Why? I've got a heated steering wheel. It is the best. Navigation, backup camera, only 35,000 miles, one owner, local trade, in great shape, charcoal gray color, black leather, heated cooled seats, and the ever popular heated steering wheel. Did I mention that already? The heated steering wheel? I can't remember if I did. It's on the lot now at 32,000, but if you tell them Scott sent me here for a deal, you're going to walk away with that vehicle for $30,875. Check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklich. Bismarck, Pucklich, Chevy Buick GMC, Valley City. Harold and Reeder wanted to weigh in on this propane thing. Sorry we didn't get you in with Congressman Armstrong, but you can have your say nonetheless right here. Lay it on me, Harold. What's on your mind?
Anybody talk about on this propane shortage that the farmers are experiencing is the huge quantity of propane that's being exported. You get on the internet and just Google up propane exports, and you can find websites that graphically show that they're exporting well over 1 million barrels of propane a day throughout 2019. In 2018, they were a little bit under 1 million barrels a day. Back in 2016, it was about about 700,000 barrels a day. So there's been a radical increase in propane being shipped out of this country, and that's why you've got a shortage.
So what is your solution there, Harold?
I don't have a solution. I'm pointing the facts out.
Right.
The solution would be just to get some people that are involved in this shipping of propane and maybe hold their feet to the fire a little bit.
Right. Why are they exporting it? What are they getting? I know that one of the examples of what you're talking about is a pipeline that goes from North Dakota to Canada. It previously imported propane.
Well, I think South Korea is importing a lot more propane. Japan is, after their accident with their nuclear plant.
Let's take South Korea. Do we know where they ship it from? Like, where is the propane coming from?
I don't have that statistic. I mean,
because you have to, you know, we
do it on the internet, or maybe contact people in the government. I'm sure that they can provide that kind of detail backup to you. But you just go on the internet and Google in propane exports, and you'll get the graphical big picture shown to you real quick.
Right. By the way, the pipeline I was talking about was reversed, and now we're sending. I forget what it is. Are we sending CO2 up? I don't remember what we're sending up, but we're sending up. They reversed the pipeline. It doesn't bring here anymore. That was a big hit for North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota for propane. Now we get it from other places. My question is, if we get it from Nebraska, for instance, now instead. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But say we get it from Nebraska. The cost to get it here would be a consideration as well. So if the stuff you're talking about going to South Korea is far away, I don't know economically if it'd make a lot of sense to get it here. But these are all good questions. We need to dig into this a little more, and we shall. We did talk to Ken Satrick from PetroServe USA. So a lot of propane that go up over the years. I know a little bit about how to get it, where to get it, and all the ways that they do get it. And we talked to him yesterday as well, and he talked about all the different things that are underway to try and get more. But the fact that pipeline reversed was a big part of it. I'd love for us to get to a point where we could just supply our own propane needs right here in North Dakota. All that natural gas processed into propane. Wouldn't that make the most sense? I think it would. All right. So next up on the program, and we're going to, before we wrap up today, give you a little summary. We do have now the questioning that came from Devin Nunes, the ranking member, and the majority council is now cross-examining Ambassador Sondland. So we might get some more answers about sort of the different pieces of testimony back and forth from him that you heard Congressman Armstrong refer to, that he's sort of all over the map, even telling his members, hey, I know that sounds pro-Trump, but wait, he's going to be, you know, somewhere else before he's done today, and that's proving out. I wanted to chat with our friends from Basin Electric, and from time to time I love just learning a little bit more about what a business that we know. We know the name Basin Electric. We see the big white building in Bismarck. We know people that work there. But what do they do? What do they do? You know, how many people help them do it? Joan Dietz, who manages communications for Basin Electric, and Andy Buntrock, the director of strategic planning and communications for Basin Electric, join us to answer a couple of those questions today. Joan, Andy, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
We're good.
How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for joining today on the program. So, let's start with something that I think most people know, but it's worth talking about, and that is you got a co-op on one hand, and you have a municipal or investor-owned utility on the other hand. What are the differences between those two models in producing electricity?
Sure. Scott, the probably best way to start this off is to talk a little bit about, you know, what a co-op is. And just like what you just said, you know, it's much like your local farmer's elevator. Co-op, you know, we're basically member-owned, so the people that are utilizing our product, which in this case is electricity, you know, they elect a series of board members that ultimately set the rates for the product that they're buying, in this case, electricity. So, you know, we are, you know, much like you said, we're consumer-owned, and we're an at-cost electric service, and so we basically work for our shareholders are our members, and they're the ones that own us.
And talk a little bit about how many people in the Basin Electric sense it takes to do that. This is some general information. I mean, I always learn things every time I get one of your, the Basin bits and learn a little bit about things that are that are happening, but we don't talk about them a lot. I mean, obviously you have a footprint here, but you have a footprint in many states as well. How many people does it take to do what you do? And just give us a little overview of what Base Electric is.
So Base Electric is a generation and transmission co-op made up of co-ops, and we're not for profit. So we were incorporated in 1961, and right now we employ about 1,900 people to provide that electricity across 9 states to about 3 million consumers. So our co-ops that make up Base Electric include 141 member co-ops, and we provide about 6,500 megawatts of generation across 2,300 miles of high-voltage transmission to those consumers. So a diverse portfolio that generates that electricity, including everything from gas and coal, wind, hydro, nuclear, solar. We're just getting into solar, so a wide variety of resources to provide that generation.
And I, for one, when I hear the number 1,900 employees across 9 states, go, wow. You know, I know Base Electric's doing a lot. And, you know, the headquarters we see, the white building right there along, the interstate in Bismarck, you know, people that work there, you know, but that's a lot of people. That's a lot of states. That's a lot going on. It sure is. How many of those 1,900 are in North Dakota, do you know?
Oh, gosh. The majority of them really are. Although we do have facilities in Montana and Wyoming, South Dakota. So, you know, there's a fair number of those employees spread out through the footprint of Basin.
How has Base Electric changed over the years? You mentioned all the different things that you're in, all the different types of power, for instance, Andy, that you you touch. Renewable energy is something that many power providers have taken on as a way to address the landscape out there related to renewable energy, for one. And also, obviously, we have a bounty of many things that can be used for energy in North Dakota, so those two have come together. But talk a little bit about renewable energy and how that resource portfolio for Basin has evolved as a result of it.
Sure. You know, one of the things that the Basin Electric footprint has been very fortunate to have is load growth, and we've had that tremendous load growth over the last several years, you could probably even say a decade. And if you would look back at our energy mix in early 2000, you'd see that, you know, we were about 85% coal. And then if you would fast forward into today, we're about 42% coal. We've got, you know, probably around 25% renewables. We got about 19% in gas, and we also have some hydro and even some nuclear that make up our resources. But, you know, the big thing here is probably that growth that we've endured. We've met that utilizing both renewables and then also natural gas, taking advantage, obviously, of the cheap natural gas prices. So we're big advocates of, you know, an all of the above energy strategy. You obviously, you know, can't have all of one. You know, as everybody knows, the sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow, and yet you've got to have that good mix of all the different the resources. And as you had mentioned, or I think Joan had mentioned, our board had just recently approved adding some solar into our mix. And this would be about 275 megawatts of solar that we're going to be adding in. Those sites will be located in Montana and South Dakota. And one kind of neat thing about solar is that the profile fits really well over the top of wind. So, you know, you've got your best wind during the winter months. And then, obviously, as everybody knows, that your best sun is during your summer months. So that profile, they lay together fairly well.
You know, I don't know if folks understand this when they flip on the light switch or come home to a home that is warm in the middle of a blizzard. But, you know, what folks at Basin Electric do in the way of ensuring these things are just sort of seamless. And therefore, same with Minn Kota Power, by the way, in the eastern end of the state up in Grand Forks. I mean, and the footprint that they have in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. It's very instrumental. I mean, you can't always rely on the grid being 100% reliable, and yet we have folks here that are watching that very closely for us. So it's worth celebrating every now and then, even though they're almost part of the woodwork now, because they're just always there doing good work. Our best to everybody at Base Electric. Joan, Andy, thank you.
Thanks for your time, Scott.
Thank you.
Joan Dietz, Manager of Communications, Basin Electric, and Dee Buntrock, Director of Strategic Planning. More coming up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Tioga, North Dakota. Been there lately? Why not? Why not, folks? Tioga, North Dakota. A lot going on. Active community. Great activities for families. Drone cam for kids and Freedom Fest and Farm Festival and Pumpkin Fest and a new community center that's great. A library and indoor play area and outdoor ice skating rink. Whole lot of fun right there. TiogaND.org. Craig in Huron, South Dakota. Let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Well, just before I make my serious point, there is an upside to the impeachment hearings, and that's the fact that between my pillow that I bought and reruns of the impeachment hearings, I've had insomnia for years, and now I'm sleeping 9 hours a night.
Good for you.
On the TV, and I wake up for 3 minutes. But anyway, my main point here is the fact that Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and John Kerry all have relatives or sons that work in the Ukraine. Now, we sent $400 million over there, and, you know, with corruption and everything, you kind of wonder if that's not paying some of their salaries somewhere along the line. And so I can see why our president is, you know, kind of wondering where the money goes, or we're wondering where the money goes, because, you know, if you add it up, it's about $320,000, well, maybe more than that a year, that a lot more than that a year, that's going to well, these people in the government. So I can see why.
You never know, Craig. You never know. I'm going to give you another you know, odd piece of this whole mess that Devin Nunes is raising, related to the people who could answer some of these questions not being witnesses in this case. Here's Devin Nunes as his opening question for the Ambassador Sondland today. Go ahead. Thanks for the call, Craig.
Do you know that in September 2015, then Ambassador to Ukraine Jeffrey Pyatt publicly called for an investigation into Slavisky, the president of Burisma? This was the Ukrainian ambassador appointed by President Obama in Ukraine.
I wasn't aware of that, no.
You were not aware of it?
No.
So you would not be the first one to be mentioning that investigations should be done on Burisma because it happened during the Obama administration. Did you know that financial records show Burisma routed more than $3 million to the American accounts tied to Hunter Biden?
I did not know that.
Did you know that Burisma's American lawyers tried to secure a meeting with the new state prosecutor the same day as predecessor Viktor Shokin, who the vice president wanted fired, was announced?
Did not know that.
Well, we're not going to get to the answer to many of these questions because the witnesses that need to come in and clarify exactly what the Democrats were doing in 2016, we're not going to be able to visit with those witnesses. And so it's an inconvenient truth that the Democrats don't want to admit. Their operatives that were dirtying up the Trump campaign using Ukrainian sources in 2016, and they do not want us to get to the bottom of it. They don't want you, Ambassador, to get to the bottom of it. They don't want the president's personal attorney, even though he's under a special counsel investigation that they fed into the FBI that we've dealt with for over 3 years. They don't want to get to the bottom of that, Ambassador. I think Mr. Castro has some questions for you.
Yeah, that's where he left them
off. Thank you, Mr. Nunes.
We so often fight on their turf. You allow them to set the debate, and then you go in and say, well, yeah, but this is why I love Devin Nunes. He's saying, you know, some of these things that the president was asking for are the very same things the Obama administration was asking for. Why don't you want to get to the bottom of it? Not only did they not want to get to the bottom of it, they don't even want anybody there talking about it.
Gemma's not recognized.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sorry. There I go with facts again.
Hey, yeah.
Say, here's the most important news of the day. We have a moose loose.
What?
Yeah. Todd, do you have music for the moose loose?
The moose is loose.
We really should have music for this. There's a moose loose. This is Bismarck, Washington, and Buckskin Avenue. Animal wardens are on the scene reporting that the with the amount of people coming to look and get out of their cars, the moose is agitated. Come on, people! Do not get out of the car and look at the moose. You're going to make the moose mad. If you report anything, could you please ask people to stay out of the area so they are able to safely relocate it outside of town? Thanks for your cooperation.
This foot moose, is that the...
Yeah, it's a foot moose, and it's causing a ruckus. And don't go there, people. This is not our words, the Bismarck PD saying, please, stay out of that area. Now, don't go looking because we said it. We're trying to get people out of there. It's go to Buck and Christine on propane here, our last caller of the day. Go ahead, Buck.
Hey, I was just wondering why we're exporting propane when the cost of it is skyrocketing. I called my my propane provider like 2 weeks ago and made a down payment, but they were unable to deliver because my tank was still 50%. They couldn't deliver until my tank ran down below 40%. When I called back yesterday, the price had risen on $110.
Holy buckets. Yeah,
yeah. It went from 260 to 370 in 2 weeks.
We've got a issue here, and there's no doubt about it. We need all hands on deck. Thanks for the additional info, Buck. Thanks for listening in beautiful Christine, North Dakota. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now, with 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned, certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom, 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo. Or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.